On Wall Street yesterday, the tech stocks rebounded a bit, but it has been a tough week for the Nasdaq. That index plunged on Wednesday following a speech by Fed Chief Alan Greenspan when he warned that the current slowdown might be prolonged. But if the Nasdaq is watching Greenspan, commentator Paul Podolsky thinks Greenspan is watching the bond market.
Imagine suffering through an exam every day. For Alan Greenspan, the bond market is just that. A daily referendum on his effectiveness. Perhaps surprisingly, it looks like the septuagenarian Fed chief may just squeak through his hardest test yet. Many of my non-financial friends don't quite grasp the bond market. The stock market they get, but the bond market, ever obsessed with inflation, is just harder to figure out. Stripped to its core, the bond market performs a key function, determining the interest rate on government debt. While the Fed sets interest rates for overnight loans, the bond market determines the interest rate for everything else. Earlier this year, interest rates on government debt plummeted when people who trade bonds thought that the Fed was slow to cut rates. The message was, "Hey, Washington, we need rate cuts now." Eventually, the Fed responded and started to cut rates. Five rate cuts later, long-term rates are actually rising. That's in part because the bond market believes the Fed may overshoot in its effort to boost the economy and spark inflation, which, to the bond market, is what kryptonite was to Superman. If bond traders are alert to early signs of a U.S. recovery, they are unenthusiastic about prospects abroad. In Japan and Europe, for instance, interest rates haven't moved much. The bond market is betting that the prospect for economic growth is weak and, as a result, inflation will be contained. The European Central Bank has cut rates just once, paltry compared to the Fed's actions. If the Fed's aggressive response does turn the U.S. economy, the unsung hero of the rescue mission may well be the bond market. It's the bond market, after all, that warned the Fed about trouble brewing in the first place. And it's the bond market now that is exuding confidence. Of course, even with the Nasdaq out of style, the bond market still isn't sexy. But at least Alan Greenspan is watching.
The comments of Paul Podolsky, Chief Foreign Exchange Strategist at Fleet Boston Financial.